Welcome to the Slapdash Slant with Matt and Jonathan. Sit back, relax, and maybe learn something. Or not. Honestly, it could go either way. Full disclosure, this podcast is rated PG Idiot and may contain ridiculous moments and lackluster humor.
Da-na-na-na. And we're back with the Slapdash Slant. That intro just gives me warm fuzzies.
Mm-hmm. So we did not record last night because it was the wife's birthday.
Last week. Or last night. We didn't record either of them.
Yeah.
Both of those things are true.
Yeah, I'm dumb, but I'm not dumb enough to record on her birthday.
She probably would have let you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I basically just cleaned the house for like 4 hours. It was weird.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
You've never caught me speechless like that before.
My knees hurt.
Okay.
Cinderella.
Oh, okay. Hard work, huh? Mm-hmm. Really got to your joints. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. What's up, man? What you have going on?
Man, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we've been on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Our sultry voices have been absent. We were over here last week. Had some fun at your house, right, for a birthday party. Which is kind of awesome, because when you have kids that are your age, their birthday parties are really, like, for us to hang out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of masked as their birthday party, but then all the adults, like, play games together.
Right.
And we, like, kids go downstairs.
I don't know if that's normal, though. No, I don't think so.
That's not a normal parenting thing?
No, I think normal parents would, like, participate with their kids.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You're setting me up to fail. I thought that was the real thing. I thought we were doing the right thing.
Yeah, no. We give them like special birthdays. We're like, okay, buddy. So on your 10th, 16th, like we will be present for your birthday.
Oh, like 10 years old, 16 years old.
Yeah.
So only the big ones.
Mm-hmm. The rest of them. We shelled out some money and not as much as you, which is actually kind of irritating because the kids are like not excited to open our gifts. And they're like, which Jonathan's? So that's kind of not cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm painted as the bad guy, but your wife always tells me what to buy them.
Yeah. Has she ever told you to buy things that you're like, that's for you?
No.
Beckett did ask for a 75-inch TV.
A 75-inch TV?
That's what he wants.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've really kind of messed up their expectations of the world, I feel like.
No, you've done this.
I didn't buy any of those.
They are going to believe in Santa Claus because of you.
You don't even have a 75.
We just write what we want down and he gets it for us.
You don't even have a 75-inch TV.
I know.
Yeah, your wife actually did send me a list that your middle child wrote for his birthday that just happened. And it said, tablet from Jonathan. It was very specific on where he wanted his gift to come from.
I got him a tablet. Claus.
Yeah. That's what he got.
Yeah. I think I got him like a coloring book or something. Maybe a couple.
Dude, coloring's good, man. It's good for the brain. Yep. I'm rotting their brains.
Yeah. Both of those are good for independent alone time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where
you can lock the kids away so they don't fight each other.
Right. So they don't UFC.
Yeah, it's a little WWF every once in a while when I come over here.
Yeah.
I still remember that this was years and years ago, but I remember I walked into your house and one of your kids just like ran up with a sword and just hit me in the stomach and ran off. Mm-hmm. No words were exchanged. No pleasantries. Just a blade to the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've raised monsters.
Yeah, I got hit by one. The littlest one. I don't know who turned him on to it. But he balled up his fist and I thought he wanted to show me something. And he just punched me.
Trying the face or like where?
No, just like in the leg.
Oh.
Which is weird. I was like, stop.
Because that's how they show love.
Yeah. I hope so. I am loved.
I heard you had a trip to Subway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was interesting. Have you been to a Subway in a while?
Unfortunately, yes. I feel like they used to be a lot better than they are now. Is that a real thing?
Nope. They're delightful. They've got new sauces. They've got this like garlic sauce that is
gross.
They've got the bread choices. That's just fake. I mean, you go there, they basically have one bread ready to be served. Like the rest Parmesan? Of them, they're like, no, we're out of that.
They're like Italian herbs and seasoning, and they just like sprinkle a little salt on it.
And you would think like if you didn't go there regularly, you'd be like, oh, they were just busy today. But no, it's a facade.
Yeah, I went there. I think it was on my way to your house recently, and it was not great. I did not even finish the sandwich.
Well, that's not on you.
Yeah, I'm more of a Jersey Mike's guy.
I mean, that is on you. That's not on Subway. You can't fault them for that.
It's gross.
So they got this new thing where you can make something a deluxe.
Okay.
So it's double meat, double the meat, basically.
Uh-huh.
But with that double meat comes a free cookie.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're like trying to go the opposite, you know, distance themselves from like the Jared campaign. And like, instead of like touting, you know, we'll take 15 off you, they're going to put 15 on you.
Hmm.
Anyways. So we're in Subway, me and the employee. And they asked me if I wanted to make a deluxe. It was pretty busy. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I said it like that. And like, everybody quit talking. It was really bizarre.
Yeah, they're the bizarre ones. Yeah, I feel you.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were being weird.
So we're regulars there. You know, they know us. So they know what we're putting down. I don't even know why they asked me the question. They know I'm going to do it. Anyways, so like four people behind us, I hear the lady ask him, would you like a foot long or a 6-inch? Okay.
Okay.
And he asks, how big is a 6-inch?
Okay.
And I was like, are you familiar with the metric system? Dude, I mean, how do you respond to that? Like, I'm fired.
Yeah. Inches aren't metric, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So you don't understand how big 6 inches are.
So he wants
are.
It in centimeters?
Yeah. I mean, what do you do with that?
I don't know.
Do you think you would get written
what
up?
What did they say?
I think she like turned her head, started pointing at stuff. Like she couldn't even look at him. I think she was laughing.
She just take two because, fingers and just like get them 6 inches mm-hmm. apart. She's like that big.
Tell me how big you want it to be. And yeah, it was rough. Me and Bailey were laughing pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't do Subway. I'm kind of a more high class, kind of a little bit more high class than that, I think, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
So I was at, this is actually a real story. We were at our company does a retreat every year. We're pretty much, they just pay for us to go party in the mountains. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we went to Keystone Resort, which is not, you know, it's a pretty nice place. And I dropped my car off with the valet because I got there a day early to set up for, you know, the event and all that. So I give the guy my car keys, and I had my two bikes on the back of my car. And he's like, do you want me to valet those? I was like, valet what? He's like, I'm going to valet your bicycles.
I was like, oh, man.
What does that mean? Like, what do you do with them? And he's like, well, we can't valet cars with bicycles. So we have to valet your bicycles. I was like, okay. So then I take my bicycle off and they charge me. And then he walks it 3 feet away and locks it behind a door. Apparently that's bicycle valet. He's like, if you want to get your bike out, you just have to come find one of us. We're going to lock it up in there. So I literally paid. So I tipped the guy. I don't know what to do.
So I tipped him.
Yeah. I gave the guy a 5 spot. I'm like, hey, thanks, man. So then I come out the next day and I want to ride my bike. And so I go and I get my bike out and I go for a ride and I come back and I give it back to him. And then he just kind of looks at me and I kind of look at him and I'm like, dude, do you see how tight these shorts are? Do you think I'm carrying a 5 spot with me right now?
Oh no, you had your biker shorts on.
Yeah, I was on full on biker gear.
You're alone forever shorts.
I was like, do you really think I have cash to give you right now? And so I just kind of like shook his hand and walked away.
Oh man, that's the worst. Yeah. A handshake in place of a tip.
Yeah, but apparently I'm classy enough that I get my bikes valeted.
I wouldn't have been interested in that. I would have been like, hey, I'm not really ready to have you valet that. I'd be interested in having you ride it though. You know, save me the trip.
I don't know what that means. Like you're going to outsource your exercise?
Yeah.
I don't think it works that way.
Well, maybe put some miles on the bike.
Might be why you're putting some LBs on. Have you been outsourcing your exercise lately?
No, but I would if I could. Or if I was like accountable to somebody, I'd figure out, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get the rich life. So, but before that, what's even better is I tried to park my car at the front of the hotel. And the guy like I was like, I'll just park it here and take him my keys. Like, I could see the valet stand. It was probably like 5 parking spaces away. And he knew I was coming to do valet. I was like, I'll just park here in the spot and then I'll go and give him my keys. So I park, I walk over with my keys and he's like, you can't park there. I'm like, okay. He's like, that's for valet only. I was like, yeah, I'm giving you my keys. Just charge me for valet. He's like, well, you can't park there. It's like, all right. He's like, you got to bring it up here. So I go and I get my car. He literally parked in the same spot.
No, he didn't.
I'm not even joking. I drove my car up and he got in and went and parked it back where I had it and then gave me my keys.
And then wanted a tip.
Wanted a tip, exactly.
Maybe he should have tipped you for finding that hot spot.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, I think I'm just a little too high class for Subway. That's the moral of the story.
Well, that's kind of what we're going to talk about. I think we're going to talk about some of the finer things in life.
Finer just in general?
Sure. I mean, I was thinking maybe we'll start in the realm of food.
Yes, you and I grew up with very different food histories, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like your idea of like a fine food evening would be?
Well, I mean, my background's a little messed up, right? I mean, I was taking hummus to school in 6th grade. And let me tell you something. Back when we were in 6th grade, hummus wasn't cool like it is now.
Yeah, it doesn't Oh, it's cool now?
Yeah, you know, it's trendy. People eat hummus. You can buy it in the grocery store. That was not a thing 20
years ago. I don't think for elementary kids still, ago. Though.
You don't think they're bringing...
I don't think it played then or now. Hummus? No. No, man.
All I know is I was mocked for bringing hummus, and now it's like trendy.
Well, and again, I mean, you were like a little chubby. So it's like, what are your parents putting you on a diet plan? You know, where the rest of us are eating pizza and you got hummus.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, my background is different for sure. I grew up Palestinian. My grandparents are 100% Palestinian. And so my food growing up was just different.
I think you said they like to cook a lot of food and everybody kind of puts it down, right?
Yeah, I mean, my grandma would cook a ton of food and then just freeze it. So she always had meals ready if people ever showed up. She was like crazy.
That's way better than what my grandma did when I showed up.
Which was? Throw you a Twinkie in the closet and lock you in?
Well, so I don't know why I'm going to say this or if I should just stop.
Hmm.
Okay. So my grandma, she used to carry peppermints. She didn't have food for us, but she had peppermints.
Okay.
And gum, mints, whatever. So you knew when you saw her, like, that's what you were going to get.
Yeah, we'll hand out.
So we had like... This is probably a little later in her life. She has passed away since. But we were at like a family event. And so there's like 50 of us in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk in and like everybody's saying hi. And the only bright spot from this is like it's she's a little doped up.
Okay.
She had back surgery.
Oh, okay.
And so there's like a greeting line. And for some reason... She started like kissing my cheek, and it kind of turned into a little hickey, and so my face.
You got a cheek hickey from your grandma?
Yeah, in front of like 49 of us. Okay, so my brother's like, yeah, and then she gave me a peppermint, man.
Like thanking you for your services.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's jacked up. Like, why couldn't she just give me food, you know?
I gotta say,
I mean, what do you do in that situation? Like, put yourself, like, can you hit your grandma?
How old were you?
I was like 19. Like, I wasn't a small guy. I could take her.
How have I not heard that story before?
Because I don't tell it. So I thought I'd tell it just to, yeah. Just get it done with.
Cheeky, oh my gosh.
Dude, she latched on.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know either, man.
I got nothing.
I looked around and my uncle looked at me like, you're a sicko. I'm like, it wasn't me, man. My hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
You guys do, you Americans do things a little differently.
Yeah. So we have some different taste, I guess.
You know, as you're telling that story, that is something funny that came out of that weekend here. We found out apparently some of your family is listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That was awkward.
Yeah, I didn't know. I did not know until I called. So I re-listened to our last podcast, and at some point I said something about dating my mom.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I was going because you interrupted me and said, I would date your mom too. And then I didn't respond. So all I said on the podcast was, I want to date my mom, basically. Okay. So my mom calls me up and she's like, hey, I was going to babysit the kids so you and Jen can go on a date. And I was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's like, or we can have Jen watch them and we can go. And I was like, what the? I was like, uh-oh.
The jig is
she's
up.
She's listening.
Yeah, your sister was very quick to point out she did hear all of the comments you made about her weight as a child. Apparently that was not secret to the podcast like you thought it was.
Yeah. Well, now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
And then your wife, it is not a safe place. Let's just say that. Because we kind of assumed your family wasn't listening, right? Mm-hmm. And I did make the joke about dating your mom. And your wife made sure she knew about that joke.
Yeah.
While she was here.
Maybe we should just make like a podcast that me and you run back to each other.
Listen to each other. Just send each other.
Yeah.
A podcast back. I think they call that a phone. You say something, then I say something, and we just keep sending it back.
I want to be able to hear it on a loop, though.
Oh. Anyways, that's aside from our point today, but...
Right, right. So backgrounds are a little different. Is,
this is not a safe place.
Yeah, more of the story is think through some scenarios. That way, if you ever encounter your Mima and you think she might latch on, just think of some exit strategies. Maybe some gentle ways to remove yourself from a situation. Hmm. Yeah.
That's advice I never thought I'd have to get from somebody.
You know, you heard it here first. Slapdash slant. You know.
To everyone else out there, like, just if it does happen to you, just know you're not the first. Take mm-hmm. comfort in that.
Mm-hmm. Your grandpa's me mugging you like, I haven't got kids like that in 5 years.
We know you're not the first because I'm pretty sure Matt was the first.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so back to the finer things. So your background, so you had finer foods is what?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty fortunate. My grandma liked to cook quite a bit and she was pretty good at it. It was all Mediterranean food. So yeah, I grew up on some much different food than most of my friends. McDonald's and all that kind of stuff wasn't really a staple in our family.
Dude, that's my go-to.
McDouble, man.
Dude, if you're in a pinch.
If you're going to talk finer things, you got to talk about the McDouble, right? Mm-hmm.
Finer things on a budget.
On a budget.
So, yeah. I mean, that was my go-to post-high school. I mean, I'd put four of those bad boys away with a large fry. And I'd feel great for about 15 minutes. And then the wheels really fall off the bus.
Yeah, your body was not meant for that. Yeah. Mm-mm. It's pretty bad if it wrecks you even as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of, I mean, are you pretty adventurous with your food?
No, so you got me into sushi?
Yeah, that took a lot of years, actually. Yeah. That's recent.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years old, maybe?
Yeah, and I hate you for it. I think we've talked about sushi a little on the podcast, but I do hate you for it because that is not a cheap endeavor. They do not have a dollar menu.
They do not. Well, they do. You don't want it. You don't want it.
You don't play.
It's like at King Soopers.
You don't swim in that pond. It's kind of like Prospect Lake here in the Springs. It's dirty and... we're actually not even allowed to swim in there right now, I think.
Yeah, so. I think that's true. Yeah, it took me a lot of years to get you onto sushi. Mm-hmm. And that was like the one thing. I was like, if you just liked sushi, and now you do.
So my buddy, you know, obviously we like steak. The problem is I normally cook, like if I cook, grill three steaks, I'm going to screw one up, right? So my buddy calls me up and he's like, hey, I want to have you over for steak. And he cooks one mean steak.
Okay.
So we're over there chowing down, and it's going pretty good. I did pretty well, but he starts telling me about, you know, he's a guy that kind of likes some finer things. And he was telling me about this soup called Swallow's Nest Soup. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
How much would you be willing to pay for a bowl of soup?
Like a fancy soup?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 10 bucks, 12 bucks?
Okay, this bad boy is like... can be anywhere from like $30 to $100.
Okay.
Okay, it's made out of bird spit.
Bird spit.
It's a nest that is made out of bird spit.
It's a nest made out of a soup?
Yes, you then collect this nest.
Okay.
And then you put it in a soup.
This doesn't sound real. Are you sure you got all the details right?
Well, no, definitely not. But like...
So it's a spit nest soup.
Yeah. You're basically eating a bird spit
that
in soup, and it's really expensive.
Terrible.
Doesn't it? And, like, I don't understand. Like, apparently they're on, like, the side of cliffs. So like, what do you envision transpiring to even like try to taste that?
Like, how did it happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Like, I just envision like a dude like camp, you know, those stupid tents that like fold up on the side of the cliff basically, or pop out.
Oh yeah. The ones that like you anchor and mm-hmm. kind of that sleep looks, in the sky.
Yeah. That gives me the hibby jibbies. But like, I envision someone doing something like that and like something going awry.
And so they're just starving. So they eat.
Yeah, they're starving. And like 5 days later, 4 days later, whatever. They're like, man, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I guess I'll try almost anything. Like, I'm pretty adventurous with food. Sound good. No. I feel like maybe the details are a little mixed up. But if it is as you describe it, where it's a spit nest soup.
Dude, I don't think Google that trash. Not now, but later. Yeah, and all our listeners, you should always Google what we tell you.
Yeah, you should probably fact check the heck out of this. Yeah.
Anyways, so that makes sense to me. The guy's on the side of the cliff. He's hungry. The only thing that looks edible is the nest. I hope he tried to go for the bird first, and he couldn't wrangle that little mamma jamma in.
But how did he make soup?
Well, I don't think he had soup until later. That's where the salesman comes in, right? I think he gets back up and rescued or helicoptered back to the top. And he's like, guys, listen to me. You have got to try this. And they're like, yeah, hey, Chin, that sucks, man. And they're like, no, it's delicious. And they're like, you haven't had food in 5 days. And then, I don't know, salesman in and comes out and now it's a soup.
It's America dream, man. The American dream.
No, that's the Chinese dream.
Oh, so the Chinese dish? Yeah.
That's where it started.
Okay.
you're looking at me like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a little bit more sense to me.
They're a little more adventurous with their food.
So what's like the adventurous food? What's the most adventurous food you've had then?
Me?
I mean, besides like buying name brand cereal instead of Kroger cereal.
No, that's not adventurous. It's adventurous to go the other way. You know? Oh,
to go for the bag.
The bag, yeah.
Madeos.
I don't know. I mean, I consider it adventurous. If you put a dab of Tabasco on anything I eat, I'm like, woo, party like a rock star, baby.
You really push the limits.
Yeah.
You're like a rock star, man. Yeah, fast and die young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My buddy made broccoli the other day and my friend takes a bite of it. He was like, this is delicious. So I take a bite and I was like, it's hot. He's like, I didn't put anything hot in it.
There's nothing spicy.
He's like, I was like, did you put pepper in it? He's like, yeah.
Just pepper.
Yeah, a lot of it, though.
There's something about...
And it damaged my palate.
What is it with your family and spicy food?
I just think we got more taste buds than y'all.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I remember I was at there used to be a restaurant in town called Champs. It was like a American sports bar type restaurant.
Okay.
I was there with your younger brother once, and we got nachos, and the nachos had jalapenos on them, right? Mm-hmm. Not the spiciest pepper in the world.
But it's a hot pepper.
It's
not the mildest either. It's
not the mildest. So we had a young waitress, and he was kind of, you know, getting his flirt on. She's cute, about his age probably. And he took a chip with a jalapeno on it. And I'm not even kidding. Sweating, tears in the eyes, and got up and just ran to the bathroom.
Gone to the bathroom?
Yeah, like ran to the bathroom. I don't know if he was like flushing his eyes out. Like, I don't know what was going on in there. But he's like, I gotta go.
Maybe so that's a hot shoot, man.
He's finishing this conversation with this girl, and you can see him kind of like squirming, and his face is getting a little damp.
Oh man, that's
as soon as the conversation finishes, he is like, and just takes off running to the bathroom. So there's something in your genes, man. Your genes are not built for spicy food.
Yeah, you're not going to land a lady with that kind of spirit in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think
she might as well kick it with the gammy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take your mom out. Get her something nice.
No, not my mom, my grandma.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're dating your mom. You're getting hickeys from your grandma.
What's up, family?
You guys still listening?
Yeah. I'll turn your way. Okay. So he's talking about, then he starts talking about this. It's called like Wagyu beef.
That I have heard of. Okay. That's Japanese, I believe, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. I think so. Do you know what one of these bad boys costs for like a average size steak?
$50.
I think it's like $190.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have looked at that before. I thought about trying that one out. It was a Facebook ad.
Oh man.
Yeah, that stuff is
you're bumming. Any of our listeners that have kids are really bummed out right now.
just don't have expendable cash.
Yeah, that's not in the budget.
They're like, I just would like to feed a meat.
Honey, where's our food envelope cash? Or, yeah, where's our envelope for food? You know what I'm talking about, the envelope system?
No.
I've
never done that.
You put, like, food, and then you have money in there to kind of stick to your budget.
Hmm.
And then you put, like, fun, and you put, like, $5 in there to stick to your budget.
Yeah, this is reminding me of something funny your wife said last week. We brought your wife onto the podcast and then pretty much just attacked her for being a saver mm-hmm. for pretty much 35 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. It was a great time.
Oh, I had a good time.
I had a blast.
Then,
yeah. I still have
the rest of the week sucked a little
bit. I still
enjoy
it. Yeah. So we were teasing her about that last week. And then she goes, yeah, I'm not going to air out all their dirty laundry on the podcast to win an argument. And I was like, what dirty laundry? She's like, well, you don't need a budget because you have a bunch of money. I was like, do you know what dirty laundry is?
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's not a...
You tell the world.
Yeah, tell them. I don't care.
Tell your lady friends. Tell the single ones.
But I have not done the envelope system. I did have a friend that used to keep coupons in an envelope on his fridge.
That's sad.
And every time I'd be like, hey, you want to go get something to eat? He's like, yeah. And he'd pull out his coupons and we decide like where to go.
Oh, on his, yeah.
He'd be like, dude, I can get you a free burger. I'm like, I'm good.
Man.
Let's just go. I'll buy you something.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Yeah, let's go somewhere else. I'll buy you something.
Actually, I'm going to go with, was that Safety Steve that has the coupon system?
Safety Steve?
Yeah.
No, I don't know who that is.
Sounds like something Safety Steve would do.
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Safety Steve is?
I mean, just your character that you made up.
That we've been talking about like almost every episode.
It is.
I think he makes an appearance in every episode, and you're telling me now you don't know who he is. His persona?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so this Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to take up more than you have in that food envelope.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to empty the envelope.
Yeah. And then the problem I have, I don't know how to cook this thing because if I burn it, there's going to be hell to pay. You know, if I overcook
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You talk gentry into it, but then you burn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's game over.
That's game. Like, mailed in, man.
You gotta send it to your friend. Outsource that trash.
Yeah, I should. I should do that for like.
You outsource your exercise. Why wouldn't you outsource your grilling?
I think he only listens to like 15 minutes of the podcast because that's how long his drive is, and then he doesn't like restart it up.
But just enough to tell you to like
that we're not funny.
Yeah.
Or sometimes one time he's like, I did actually laugh out loud, and I was like, okay. And what about the rest? And he's like, yeah, man, whatever. So, anyways, yeah, this Wagyu beef is. It's quite pricey.
We should do it.
Yeah, yeah. So then the conversation got interesting with him, though, because he said, I was just telling him about my concealed permit class we took or whatever.
Uh-huh, yep.
And I just asked him, you know, if he has a gun. He was like, no, I have a, he said some, I don't know, apparently he has gotten violent in his sleep before.
Seems like that could be a problem, having a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But not just, so yeah, that's, I agree, okay? And so does his wife.
Seems like we're all on the same page.
Yeah, very logical. I'm totally 100% on board. But they decide that they do need something.
Mm-hmm.
So they give him a machete. Dude, what the heck, man?
So he's coming down with a machete?
What would you rather have? Would you rather have your husband shoot you in your sleep, or just hack the mess out of you?
Yeah, I'd probably just say just put one between my eyes at that point.
Yeah, hopefully his wife doesn't listen, because he's probably going to have no self-defense. He's probably going to start throwing books at you. But I don't know. And then I'm thinking about a machete, and I'm like, how do you know when to stop stabbing somebody?
Like, how do you know when it's enough?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, if I shot you and you weren't moving, I'd be like, that's done. Okay, I can lay off. But like if I stab you and you're kind of looking at me, then I gotta get you again.
Do people stab with machetes? I don't think that's how you use a machete.
Or a knife. Just take a knife then. Like, can't you see yourself stabbing someone like 30 times and then being like, well, this obviously you're really pissed off and you're like, I kept stabbing them and I didn't know when to stop. I didn't know if I got them. Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't keep a knife by your bed, do you?
Mm-mm.
It's probably a good idea.
But do you understand my dilemma? Like, you stab once, and then they're still kind of going at you, right?
I mean, you thought about this a lot. It's a little disturbing. I'm not going to lie.
Well, my brother, back in the day when we were carrying jewelry, he asked me, you know, if I should at least carry a knife. And I was like, what am I going to do with a knife?
Hold on, let me cut the straps.
So literally, you can take my backpack. I have no idea what to do with that. Yeah. Yeah, here's the goods. It's pretty exciting. Just take them. Yeah. Anyways.
No, I've had Asian. So it seems like we're on an Asian delicacy kick mm-hmm. for some reason. Maybe that's just what we know. I mm-hmm. don't know. I've actually had chicken feet.
I did not enjoy that. Have you done dim sum?
Oh, you did. You did. You tried that as well? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one, I got to say, I don't understand.
They're more adventurous than us. That's the need to know.
Yeah. So you literally pay, and they look exactly like you'd expect.
A chicken foot.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's exactly what you think. And it's just like cooked in a bean sauce.
That's terrible.
And you just like kind of chew the sinew and meat off the bone. That's the whole experience.
Yeah.
And it's like a delicacy.
Yeah. I've done that. Was not a fan. Have you ever had Golden Grahams?
I have had Golden Grahams, yes.
Golden Grahams is the Lamborghini of cereal. Okay. So if you're looking for a delicacy and you haven't tried Golden Grahams, may I recommend to partake?
Pretty sure anyone who's over six has had Golden Grahams at some point, probably.
Well, I'm just making sure.
You don't want them to miss out. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about that garbage bag Honey Graham ripoff.
Yeah, that's an imposter.
We're talking about legit Golden Grahams.
The Grinch came up with those bag systems.
Yeah, you did.
So how about fast food? What's the finer fast food thing for you?
Well, I'm a Christian, so I feel like I'm supposed to say Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Isn't that what Christians eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the Lord's chicken.
Yeah, they... So I kind of want to talk about Arby's. Okay, because I've eaten there recently.
How did that go?
It's interesting because like they advertise. Do you know what their slogan is?
No.
We have the
beef.
Smuggly Bugly Man.
I don't watch live TV.
What's the matter with you? You don't watch TV. You don't go to restaurant like fast food.
I don't watch live TV, so I don't see commercials.
It's Arby's.
Okay.
We have the meats.
Okay. Yeah, I would have never guessed that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. They have two meats. Okay. They basically have ham and roast beef.
Don't they also have like turkey carvers and chicken sandwiches?
I really don't think so. And if they do, you don't want to get it because it's going to cost you like $40.
Okay.
So it's very pricey. So I got a half pound bacon, beef and cheddar. It's quite tasty. And I don't know why, but I can't stop going there.
Okay? That's not good for you.
Mm-mm. But it's like $12 for one sandwich. I'm talking no drink, no curly fries. But every time I'm looking at the menu, it's like, I just think like you're liars and I'm supporting you. Like we have the meats, do you? And I'm looking and here's my options. Roast beef with Swiss cheese, roast beef with cheddar cheese, roast beef without cheese, roast beef on a little slider. And then you go to the ham side. Ham. With cheese, without cheese, on a little slider. Like, that's basically their menu. It's a crook.
I went to Arby's once north of here when I used to live up north. And I pulled up to the window and ordered, and they said, sorry, we're out of beef.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just stared at the menu. I was like, what do I do next?
You leave.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get... What did you do? There was a couple cars behind me, and I felt like, I need to tell these guys. Like what they're getting
before
into.
They get trapped.
Yeah. And I said, so what do you have? So we can get some curly fries. We got some chicken sandwiches. It's like, okay. I said, so when are you going to have beef? Like, we don't know. All right. And I just left.
Did you ask him what he's going to do for his next job?
No. But I just like, how do you, like, if you went to KFC and they told you they were out of chicken, like, what would you do? Like, what would you do next?
I don't know, because KFC would never have that problem. Arby's is a terrible run.
Yeah, they're not great.
Organization.
I can't believe they're still around.
I don't, like, I'm looking when I drive through. You know why I went there the other day? Because there is literally no one in the line.
There never is either by my house.
So I was like, whatever, I'm in a hurry. And then I took the plunge, and now I'm addicted to the one sandwich that they have on the menu.
You know what's funny, though, is in the 80s, like growing when we were kids, Arby's was kind of like the classy fast food. It's like, oh, we're going to Arby's. Like,
no, it's like we did something special.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like growing up, my dad, like if we went to Arby's, it was kind of like, oh, Arby's, like that's a high class fast food.
Yeah, they're probably a good example of moving the chains a little, and probably they've probably been a little stagnant for like 30 years.
Yeah, they've been serving the same thing since the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
They're not like Taco Bell with their new toasted cheddar chalupa.
Dude, Taco Bell, those guys. I think whoever creates Taco Bell food, if you put them in like another job, like an engineer, he'd probably be creating. Yeah.
Change the world.
Dude, it is magical.
What I don't understand is like, I feel like their formula should be able to be picked up by other places because they literally just add cheese in different ways to things. It's like, oh, we have a gordita. Now we have a cheesy gordita crunch. Now we have a nacho cheese chalupa. Now we have a toasted cheddar chalupa.
Brilliant.
But every time, it's delicious. Mm-hmm.
What is the most shocking thing Taco Bell has come up with you in your lifetime?
Right now, they have something called a triple double crunch wrap supreme. I don't know what it means, but it sounds delicious. Mm.
Dude, when
the marketing gods have gotten me.
On live TV, they came out with that Doritos hard shell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Eureka, they have done it again.
The meat in my Dorito. It's everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, that basically rounds us out for finer things in food. I mean, you got anything else?
No, I mean, chicken feet. If you guys really want to just...
That's not a finer thing.
Taste what the royals are eating.
Mm-hmm.
The royalty. Just get yourself some nice black bean chicken feet.
Mm-hmm. And if you want that finer kiss, that finer hickey, just look for your grandma with her dentures out.
I still don't know what to say about that. Wait, you got a dentureless hickey? Is that even possible?
It is, dude.
Wow. Your grandma's got skills.
Mad game. That's why there's so many nieces and nephews running around, you know? Grandkids running around.
I don't know.
I don't. Okay. Okie dokie.
I'm trying to do my math in my head. I don't know what you're saying.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy that we didn't punish you for missing an episode by making you listen to an hour of us talk.
Yeah. We felt bad about that.
Mm-hmm. thanks for listening. Don't forget to spank this subscribe button.
And stay classy. Yeah. Just stay classy like us.
Like us.
Like we figured it out.
Don't eat cereal out of those plastic bags, you cheapskates.
All right, we'll talk to you all later.